Well, this just stays fun. Just keeps rolling on for the Seattle Seahawks as they knocked off the Eagles in Philly last weekend. And now the Green Bay Packers are ahead of us this weekend. Sunday, you'll hear it right here in your home of the Seahawks, 97.3 Cairo FM. And as he does every Friday, the coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll, joins us. Coach, great to talk to you.
What's up, Dory? Here we go.
There is nothing more boring than hearing about somebody else's dreams, but I had a vivid dream last night that I had not prepared for this interview, and you were very annoyed with me.
I would not be annoyed if you weren't prepared. You could wing it as well as anybody.
Okay, all right. 10 years as Seahawks coach, and this is your seventh time in the divisional round of the playoffs. The only other coach who's done that in the last decade seven times is Bill Belichick. This is a pretty remarkable run of success for you, John Schneider, and your team.
Well, appreciate that. Thanks. We're pretty pumped about being in this position, but we got to go do something about it. Well, that's what's really exciting.
Well, and like you seemed delighted when I gave you that stat last week that 56 Super Bowl participants since 1990, only one has been a five seed, and you made it clear that you relish a challenge like that.
Well, heck yeah, I like to do stuff that nobody's ever done before. When you get close to that kind of stuff, that's good. That's a good challenge.
How about this? Only two teams in NFL history have won 9 road games in the same season. You could tie that. And you'd have a chance to break that possibly this season.
Well, that number I am aware of, and I like that challenge too. That's a good one.
Okay, let's do it. Tell me about, there were a couple things in the Philly game, and I want to look forward more than anything, but there are things that I think can kind of illustrate larger points here. First of all, Russell Wilson's performance, Pete, it's incredible that he keeps going to new heights with everything that he has accomplished. But, I mean, you want to talk about a man in full on the field. He just looks so in control and just as good as anybody who plays the game.
He really is in great command of what's happening. It's really awesome to compete with a guy like this that just is so clear about the situations, the opportunities, and the positive optimism that he continues to bring in the face of some of the greatest challenges in the game. It's really exciting to see it. It's really fun to be a part of it. And it's wonderful to have a chance to have him influence other people so they can understand that there is a way to think like that. You can actually have that kind of mentality regardless of what's going on around you.
And do you find that he does have a tangible influence on the mentality of his teammates? I mean, do you see teammates who otherwise may not have had that kind of outlook that they have embraced it and gravitate toward it?
I don't know if I'd pinpoint it that way, but I would say that there's absolutely no question he has impact on it, on everybody. There's nobody that he doesn't have impact on. So he would catch everybody from every position and perspective they have. And if you're around him enough, then you can see how constant it is. And it just makes you believe that there's a really good chance this guy's going to do something, And so that whole optimism that he brings to the game does permeate. And regardless of, I don't know that anybody hasn't changed with him, but he certainly has affected everybody to some degree.
And a very different personality who obviously has a bit of a transcendent effect. I just wanted to play one of the touchdowns from Sunday for you.
To the line of scrimmage, Marshawn Lynch in the backfield. He takes a handoff. He stops. He cuts back inside down to the. He's still in. He's in for a touchdown. Marshawn Lynch, touchdown, Seahawks.
I mean, even Rabes was a little deked when he got stacked up at the two. And just tell me what that kind of effort and just electricity, what that does for a team.
Well, it brings validity to the legend, and it's kind of out there. When you see him just be so tough and so physical, he had another play on the sidelines when he kind of slapped a guy to the ground, when he was making the first down. Those kinds of plays are just plays that would just stack up on his list of kind of emblematic plays, so it's that's one part of it. But the other part of it is because it's such a special opportunity for him to cross paths with us, and to have influence and impact in the games too. is just almost more than you could ask for. I mean, just coming back, I thought it was a cool story. But when it's set up where he can be a factor and he can start to score and he can maybe, you know, help decide the factor in the game to our favor, it's just pluses on pluses. So it's really exciting to see it happen.
Yeah, and that aside, though, I know that you're running back, 17 carries, 19 yards. And, you know, for you guys, from what you've always told me in the postseason when we've talked, for you guys to have success, I'm sure that's something that that needs to improve.
Well, yeah, we had a poor game running the football, without question. But we kept running the play passes and kept hammering away to make them have to defend it. And it worked out fine for us. And Russ had a huge game, you know, I think because of that. And we have such a true commitment to it. They have to continue to defend it, you know. And so it does speak to why balance is so crucial, you know. It's why in some games you have to run the football, in other games you have to pass the football. And if you don't have them both revved up and ready to go, you're going to fall short. And so fortunately the throwing game came together in a way that made it possible for us to get the big win.
Yeah, and man, I got to say, Pete, when Marshawn came to the sideline after that touchdown, you looked like Rocky Balboa going after a side of beef.
I went to the body. I did. Yeah, I went to the body.
Yeah, you did. Okay, one other play that that I need to get your take on, and that was right toward the end of the game, 3rd and 10, I think conventional wisdom. You run the ball. You make them burn their last time out. Instead, you did this.
Blitz is coming. Russ is going to let it fly. He's got Metcalf deep. Metcalf reaches up. He makes the catch near midfield.
And, Pete, I just talk about the mentality of that, because that's – seizing victory, taking the ball out of their hands, not giving them any shot to come back, and just talk about everything that went into that decision making there.
Well, we knew we had a really good thought that they were going to be coming after us, and in practice during the week, we practiced the exact play in the exact situation. And so when Shadi asked me, you know, hey, you know, you want to take a shot here, and I said, absolutely, we're ready for this, you know, because we had prepared to do it. And we had seen it before. We had a lot of, you know, a lot of support, and that we were going to get the look we were hoping for. And I trust Russ, you know, and he's throwing it to DK. So there's a good shot at making it happen. But most of all, it's because of the preparation. That's where the commitment comes from. That's where the strength in making the decision at the moment. If we'd never had that opportunity to practice that thing, I probably would not have said that, to go for it. But because we had, and we prepared for it, and I believe in a preparation, it was easy really to be bold at that time. But what was awesome was the execution, the play, the pickup of the full pressure that they brought. Everybody had to contribute. Russ had to make the little pump fake to draw the coverage and then throw just a great shot. He put the ball up particularly high, knowing that DK would be there to go get it, to make the catch. He didn't try to lay it out in front of him and lead him, you know. All of that was all prepared, and it worked beautifully right at crunch time.
And on our post-game show Sunday, I played the entire draft day call between John Schneider and you and DK, and this is just 4 seconds of it here.
Okay, we'll both cry together then, all right?
He said, what took you so long? What took you so long? And just you have so many guys over the years who felt like they should have been taken higher, that they should have been respected more. Right. And then they come out and do stuff like, I mean, he sets an NFL record last Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of action to get what you want. And in this case, that chip on his shoulder, whatever he might have had before, got huge. And he's just taken every stride in a positive manner to go ahead and build on this opportunity and fully apply himself in so many ways. It's such a joy to talk about because of the way he works and how much love he brings to it, you know. And was it spurred on because of that decision? I don't think so. I think this is in this guy's heart.
Yeah.
I think he's got the heart of a great competitor, and he's showing us that. And it's wonderful to see him come through and have the big moments and be recognized for that.
Yes, it is. All right, Pete, hold on. Coach Pete Carroll is with us. We will talk in depth about the challenge this Sunday at Greenbow's Lambeau Field, taking on the Packers. A game you'll hear right here on your home of the Seahawks, 97.3 Cairo FM. More with Coach Pete Carroll. The Pete Carroll Show continues here on the Dory Monson Show. We are back with Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. They play the Packers this Sunday. So, Coach, on to Green Bay. What's your Saturday going to look like? Do you structure things so the team and you can watch that Minnesota-San Francisco game?
Well, we have a real structure to the day
right.
that eats up the middle of the day, and the guys get some time, you know, before our night meetings at 7:30, or they were actually the individual meetings start at 7, so they have that time in between there to watch a little bit. We try not to invest too much emotionally in those games, you know, but just watch them and have fun, you know, taking in the information. We're game planning as soon as that starts, you know, in a sense. So, but we have structure, and then they have a break. They have a couple hours in the middle of the day where they get to rest and get a little extra nap if they want to.
And you'll be watching for fun. But it's going to be fun for the fans knowing if Minnesota wins that game, you're playing Sunday for a chance to host the NFC Championship game at CenturyLink Field. And I mean, so
right.
this isn't just about, you know, passive entertainment. This is going to really affect you guys going forward if you get it done Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to try to set the stage so it's not that big a deal to us. You know,
right,
because
right.
I don't want guys to be invested in that way. Because we don't need to, and it doesn't matter, you know. We have to play on the road. If you're going to win the whole thing, you got to win it on the road anyway. So the better prepared we are to do that, you know, we'll take advantage of that. If we get to bring that thing home to our fans, it'll be just extraordinary. So it's a huge win either way. But it's always fun to kind of watch that when you have the time to do it.
And I know that you will be solely focused on beating the Packers Sunday, but do you have a team of people that immediately after that Saturday game ends, they start game planning for the next week?
We have our process. You know, we have to take the film off and you know, we have to go back to it. It's not what you watch on TV. But that's not that many people, you know, what we need to do is record the game and take it off the game film. So that's yeah. what has to happen.
There's okay.
a normal procedure to do that. And then we kick into it. We don't turn our focus to that at all.
Got it.
We have a couple people that do that.
Injuries, left side of your line, Dwayne Brown, Mike Iupati. How are those guys looking?
Well, we'll see. Dwayne made it through today. We're going to go all the way to game time. Mike's struggling a little bit more coming back. We'll see how he does. We'll have to wait and see on both those guys.
Okay, Zig Ansah had the stinger last Sunday. How about him?
Still bothering him. You know, he's gone. He practiced, I think, Wednesday it was. Thursday we took it easy on him. And today we were quiet with him again. So those three guys are kind of in the same boat that we're going to have to wait all the way up to game time, it looks like.
Okay, tell me about these Packers. Let's start with this law firm of Smith and Smith, those linebackers who have 25 and a half sacks.
Yeah, Za'Darius is really a good football player. He's a disruptor. They know it. They move him all over the place. They match him up in different aspects. You know, whether he's standing up over the guard or the nose tackle sometimes, or he's coming off the edge. Generally, he's an excellent player. Preston is really effective as well. They're totally different style players, but they're used in they pressure a lot. They're their two outside rushers in the third down package. So they're problems. And Martinez in the middle is a problem. They got a really nice scheme going for him.
And tell me about Aaron Rodgers. I mean, both the totality of his career and what the man has accomplished in this league, and then also, you know, what you're seeing from him this year.
Yeah, you know, I go way back with him. You know, we played him in college and had some huge matchups back in the day at SC and Cal, and have always had great respect for him. Matter of fact, he completed 20 passes in a row or something against us at one time at SC one day. So he was definitely on the radar way back. He has been a phenomenal player. He's been beyond just a really good quarterback and you can throw the ball and sit in the pocket and, you know, read the coverages and all that. He's been way better than that. He's been so special in his ability to make things happen and make extraordinary plays, extraordinary comebacks, you know, wins from out of nowhere. I mean, all the things that he's done has just been historic. It's really been a joy to watch him, you know, because he's been so unique. And it's his creativity and his special talent that he has to make plays where other guys just can't even think of the play he's making, you know. And we see Mahomes now. Mahomes is kind of a new version of that. But he's had a fantastic career. And now he's got a really good running game to go along with it. That's what they're a little different now. They have better balance to their offense than they've had in the past. You know, Aaron Jones has been a great, great find for them. So it's a tough offense to deal with.
Well, and you talk about how he makes plays and, you know, almost a gunslinger mentality, but he does all that while only throwing four interceptions all season. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's not a risk taker. He's not a guy that does that. He's in command of the situation. He's really just one of the true special players in the game. And he just knows what's going on, knows where everybody is, knows how to deal with it, and makes great choices, you know. And he's had great receivers over the years that have worked with him. His work was really with Mike McCarthy was phenomenal in the earlier years, you know, and the growth of their passing game and their style and their success has been historic.
Yep, it has. All right. Well, I tell you what, Pete, January, Lambeau Field, postseason football, this has been, and you've told me since the preseason how much fun this team is and how much fun you're having, and it just seems like, you know, everybody, all the fans have caught on to that, and this has been just an incredibly fun ride, but nobody's ready for it to come anywhere near to an end.
I heard that. There's no reason to be thinking that way. You know, we come off the practice field on Friday, and it's just another terrific week of practice. The guys are upbeat. We're ready to get on a bus, and here we go. Here we go again. You know, 2-day trip. You know, to get this thing hammered out, and just the mentality and the outlook of these guys has been really, really special. Like we told you, and I hope our fans, you know, have a sense for that, because they would, if you guys could really get in behind our closed doors and see what this thing is like, you'd realize that this is a very, very unique group of guys, and the leadership has kept them all together, and it's really been a blast. And we're not ready to quit this thing. We want to keep going.
As much as you care about the history of this game, does Lambeau still give you a little tingle?
Oh yeah, I like the place. You know, I like it because of all the way back to Bart Starr and Vince and Nitschke and all those guys. You know, those guys were, when I was in high school, those guys were, you know, right in the thick of it. And so it does. It's got depth and history to me, and something I've always, you know, respected. And so it's fun to be there, and it'll be really fun to win there.
Well, Pete, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week before an NFC Championship game.
You got it.
Okay.
You got it.
All right, go get him, Pete. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Coach of the Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll, joining us.